What is up, Teach Better family? Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your Teach Better Today show. We are live with you every weekday, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. My name is Jeff Gargis. That is Joshua Stamper. We have officially fired Ray Hewitt, fired Katie Meglin, and taken over the show. This is now like three times they've let us do this. It's game over at this point. If you're still with us, good for you. If you're not, we understand, although it would be weird that you'd be watching if you're not with us. Anyway, it's me and Josh again. Katie and Ray are out. Always only club. Not really. Just kicking them out. I'm rambling at this point. I'm just super excited that we get to do this again. I think that's what happens is I start rambling. So I think it's really important, Josh, that I click this little button to play the commercial. And then we're going to come back and we're going to try this again.
Yes, please.
All right. Welcome to your Teach Better Today show. We are live with you every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern time. I am really excited, though, Josh. I know I was kind of rambling, being stupid at the beginning there. And I did get a note from our producers that just says, stop talking. Give mic to Josh. which is funny if anybody believes that we have producers. But
AKA Ray.
AKA Ray. But it was not Ray. She did not text me. Hopefully that she doesn't watch this, but excited. This is our third time doing this now. So now I feel a little bit less like I'm not allowed to do this, which is great.
You've always been allowed.
I don't know. I was on with Ray the other day and she pretty specifically said I was not allowed. In fact, I needed to check and see. I asked people to share with me why they don't like me being on the show. What was the worst part about Jeff being on the show? So I got to check some of my DMs and tweets and see what we got going on there. But anyway, I'm beginning to think maybe I am allowed. So that's good. So I appreciate you giving me permission. But we are here. If you're watching live, drop in the comments. Let us know where you're at. What are you up to right now? What are you drinking? I got coffee in my Christmas mug.
Love it.
My Teach Better.
You don't know Teach Better swag site.
That's over at teachbetterswag.com. It's pretty cool. Created by Joshua Stamper. You have coffee this morning, I assume, too. A big old mug.
Oh my goodness, giant mug. Yeah,
just out of a straw at this point. Josh,
I need
actually
an IV right in my arm.
Yes, so I was gonna say like those beer backpacks, but it's just coffee. But you just go right to the IV. You don't even mess around.
Excited
to be here though. How are you, you good sir? I couldn't decide whether I was gonna call you good sir or friend right there. So I kind of went good sir.
Both. Yeah, okay, this early good. In the morning, I'll take any
it's
wonderful language from you.
I don't know if any of this has been wonderful. We were talking just before we jumped on that you've got snow again. Not super surprisingly, obviously.
Not surprising, and it's not going to stay.
So it's not a lot of snow.
No. But it's fun because it's real snow. Like I'm used to just these like chunks of ice.
It's not just the dusting. It's like,
yeah, it's like in Texas, it's just a weird consistency. And so it's like little ice pellets more so than actual snow, which is odd coming from Minnesota where you have a lot of real wonderful snow.
Yeah.
So yeah, it won't be here. You know, it'll warm up and it'll be gone today. So you know, it's just like it sticks to everything. It looks beautiful in the morning. I took, you know, go out to the photo and just have my coffee outside for a little bit just to it's quiet. Well, I don't know. There's like a stillness when there's a fresh snow laid down.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know.
It's quiet. About, yep. I don't know. It's just real cool.
We've only had one. We just had that one day here. We have not gotten any more yet. We're a week away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting for it here in Ohio. You never know. Like my wife and I were talking like a couple weeks ago, like what was it, a week and a half ago, we were at the Browns game on the 5th. Mm-hmm. And like at that point, you know, November 5th, you're like, Amy says, she's like, it could be 70 or it could be -2 and snowing. And we had beautiful weather. But now I'm like, okay, like we got through the game. Now I want my snow. So we'll see what happens. But with that, Thanksgiving coming up, if you celebrate, I know you and I both do. And then obviously I'm like, apparently this is in my have it all year round. So it's like always ready for Christmas when I'm drinking this. But are you already feeling sort of the holiday spirits with the snow starting to come down? I was going to say, you already have stuff up, so we can go there if we want and let everyone get upset at you.
I have on this show already admitted publicly on how early certain decorations come up.
How so. Is your tree up?
One of the trees.
Is the main tree up? Like the tree where the gifts go. Is it up?
Yes.
How many trees you put up in your house?
Okay, so this year, well, typically two. We have we have a large one, you know, where the gifts go under. And then we have like a smaller one that is now designated as overflow because over the years, because I have so many people in this house, we just have
Makes
so
sense,
many.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the years.
If you get them each two presents, you have to have the overflow.
Right. Then, you know, just ornaments too, just like we have an abundance of ornaments. And so, we are now to a third tree, but it's a live tree that family and
like cut it down or go to a farm. Like how do you? Yeah.
So I used to do that back in the day. Like I have very fond memories in California when I was younger of going out as a family and we cut down our own tree. Grab the, you know, station wagon and, you know, drive it back to the house and put it up. So we haven't done a live tree forever. And so, it's an interesting process. Yeah.
We've done live trees when I was a kid and stuff, but we never cut it down. We just went, you know, a farm where it was already cut down or whatever. Yep. But we only did that a few years. And then I think Amy and I did it maybe two or three years here, but then we got my parents' old tree that was still in great shape. And so we still use that, but we have three. Because we have our main one, and then the kids each get a small one in their room.
Nice.
And part of that's for the one, I thought it'd be cool for them to have it, but also then you know, they get ornaments every year, and so they have certain ornaments that they can take. They get to pick each year what they want on their tree and stuff. So
yeah.
But so back to my actual question, because I feel like you sidestepped it. the big tree, not the overflow, but the big tree, is the big tree up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just not like fully decorated. So
are there lights on it?
That's why I sidestepped it.
Are there lights on it?
Yes. But
are you turning the lights on ever right now?
All the time.
Okay, so
I have it on my banister.
It's up. Nice try, but it's up. is the overflow tree up?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I know you're trying to out me.
The third tree isn't quite.
It's all almost.
Okay, so like, really, you're decorated. Nice. I appreciate the effort. Curious to find out if you're in the comments, like, do you think Josh is ridiculous or are you with him? Like, I have several friends who are like, up, and I'm all for, like, I don't care. Like, decorate your house whenever you want. Like, people get upset about Thanksgiving. I'm like, you can celebrate Thanksgiving with a tree in your house.
Data shows people are happier when they put the decorations
or you
up early.
Can choose not to celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't like that's fine.
Just gonna say,
you know, yeah. I'm curious to see, if you're watching or if you're listening, you could tweet at us or hit us on Instagram or jump into Facebook or whatever. But if you're live, let us know. Like, I'm just curious when you go. I asked this. Did I ask this in our Facebook group or maybe it was in the ambassadors group? I can't remember, but I did ask. And it was a good mixture of people who just. Whenever they feel it, they go. And some people who are very strict about certain days, we'll do it the weekend of Thanksgiving, but I have no qualms about doing it after. I'm curious to see, like, if you celebrate Christmas, when do the decorations go up? If you celebrate Hanukkah, when do you put things up as well for your decorations there? Actually, I don't care what you celebrate, whatever you celebrate, when do you start putting decorations up? And do you do any Thanksgiving decorations? Because we don't. Like, nothing goes up for Thanksgiving. Some people do. Like, my mom puts out, like, Thanksgiving-esque things. Turkeys, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is there, like, a Thanksgiving wreath or something? I don't know. No, not really.
It's made out of stuffing.
Like, Leslie used to do, like, fall decorations near Halloween, Thanksgiving time. But I feel like since COVID, it's really just transitioned straight to Christmas.
Yeah, we have a thing that hangs on our front door. Mm-hmm. That changes with the season. So right now it's got two scarecrows in there and says the Gargoyles, and right after Thanksgiving, when I do the Christmas lights, I'll switch it to the snowman.
Nice.
And then there's a flower things for spring, and then a summer thing that I can't remember what it looks like. So, and then we have a sign that goes outside that will flip. It's a big wood thing, you know, and we'll flip
go
to
Browns, go.
Well, no, right now it's like something about fall, and then we flip it to be merry. Like, and that's, okay. Yeah, that's what we do. That's
good message.
That's what it is. So,
I like it.
Anyway, okay, good stuff. That's exciting. I don't know if I was going anywhere with that, but I'm glad that you put your Christmas tree up in July. It's weird, but it's cool.
July, come on, dude.
I was want just going to
say something too, Jeff. I'm jealous. You know, in this time, I just want to say I'm thankful for you.
Yeah, sure, buddy. Whatever you need to say. I got a. We have a. Thank you.
I'm killing with kindness. I appreciate it.
All right, I have a listener question actually that I'm gonna pull. Nice. And I'm gonna throw it at you, and we're gonna talk about that. So we'll be back in about like 39.2 seconds. Welcome back to Teach Better Today, your morning show, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm here with Joshua Stamper. We are live on all your social media channels or up on the Teach Better podcast, Teach Better Talk podcast, if you're listening there. Excited, Josh. I'm going back and forth now because I had a listener question set and ready to ask you.
Uh-oh.
And then I was reading a couple above it, and I'm like, there's a lot of good ones here. So that reminded me of, like, you all are sending in some awesome questions. So thank you. Keep doing that. We don't have, it's crazy because we're pretty systematized and structured as a team as far as like how we do things. But like this one's kind of wide open. It's like, look, if you have a question you want the team to talk about on our morning show, just get it to someone on the team. So all of our emails are just our name at teachbetter.com. We're at teachbetterteam on all the social media sites. You can like tweet at us, just use hashtag Teach Better Today or Teach Better, we'll find it, or DM any of us and just let us know what the question is. But there's some really great questions in here, so I'm gonna go with one that I just that popped out of me this morning when I was looking at it. I wanted to get your thoughts on it as a school administrator, also someone who with the team works with a lot of districts and stuff like that, and a lot of teachers, and this question is provide examples, and we're looking for actual examples of how you can show teachers they are appreciated. And I like this one because it's important, like because we don't do it enough. Even people that do an amazing job of it, still it's never going to be enough, right? So I'm curious to hear, Josh, how and you can kind of go, I think, two angles at this. Both is one, how some actual examples of how you did and your leadership team and your districts that you've been in has done that. And then also maybe things you've thought of since then. But how do you show what are some good examples of how we can show teachers that they are actually appreciated?
Yeah, I love this topic, man. This is probably something that's very applicable right now, especially because I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of folks that have reached out just sharing how they're either feeling burnt out or they've got a lot of stress in their life and how they're very excited about the break. So I think, you know, appreciation is something that I think administrators specifically, and I did this, is you sometimes take your teachers for granted. You know, they work insane hours, they pour their heart out, they're taking time away from their family and some of the other joys of their life to make sure they're pouring into the campus and the kids. And so for me, my main thing was trying to identify what was going to mean the most to my staff and trying to make it as personal as possible. And so, you know, I talk about this, anyone that listens to Lenny Raw, her podcast is talking about gratitude. And so, you know, I had a chance to write in her book and Evolving Gratitude. And we talked about love languages and trying to identify with your staff as far as like, what is it that they enjoy the most as far as getting appreciation? Because I think it's simple for admins specifically to give words of praise because it's really, really simple. It doesn't take much time, and you just kind of go about your business. But a lot of people don't receive that as gratitude, or it's lower on their list. And so, you know, where one person may have that as the top thing that they, that fills their cup, others may feel like it's not really that much of an appreciation. So for me, I was trying to get to know my staff at a greater level so that I could understand, like, what is it that, you know, is going to make them feel the best in that moment, mm-hmm. and appreciated. So, you know, it's fun to do the goodie cart, you know, going through and giving people things, but like, if you don't receive a gift as appreciation, then that's really going to miss the mark. Right. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just time, right? Like, people just want your time, your ear. And so, you know, I was very specific about knowing who those folks were so that I would take time out of my day to walk into their classroom when it was an opportunity to sit down and just ask them how they're really doing, not the, how are you doing in the hallway and saying good and walking by them, but like actually investing in them and showing them that you care. So, yeah, you got to have a little personal touch there for each person.
So two questions. One is, can you share for anyone who doesn't know what the different love languages are really quick? And then also curious how you get to know them on a deep level, like some of the ways in which you've done that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, some of the folks that are listening, a lot of colleagues that they want to learn how to appreciate, and or people that are on their team that they are leaders of. So curious to hear that. So if you want to cover what are the love languages real quick, and then also like how to, maybe one or two ideas, like how did you go about that, really understanding those people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we actually did a book study on that because the love languages book was created for relationships, typically mm-hmm. with a significant other. So they then changed and had another edition where it was at the workplace. And so we did a book study on that on our campus, but then we also provided a survey to our staff. So they actually got to tell us like what was based on the book and based on the study, you know, what was their form of gratitude? What was their highest thing? So there's, I kind of already touched on a couple of them, right? So there's time, there's gifts, there's servanthood, there's touch, there's, I feel like I'm missing one. I think there's a fifth, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. But all of those different things, you kind of have to be in tune with them because, like, for instance, I had different campuses and different districts that I got to serve in as an admin. Mm-hmm. We didn't do that survey for everyone, right? So, you know, if a teacher came up and was like, you know, I'm a hugger, and then they would give you a side hug in the morning. Well, I know that's probably something that fills their cup, right? That's their appreciation. So like if I saw that they were having a tough day, I come up to them and I give them a side hug and tell them how much, mm-hmm. I appreciate them. And is there anything I could do for them? That right there is me showing appreciation. It's not a grand gesture, right? I'm not, you know, giving them some giant gift, you know, but in that moment, it's exactly what
to them it feels that way. It's
exactly
what speaks to them, which the language. Yeah.
So, you know, just trying to make sure that I understood, like, some of them, it was a handwritten note, you know, just something mm-hmm. really small on a note card made their year. Literally, like, mm-hmm. I saw notes that I wrote on their boards, like near their desk, and there for years. Where for me, it was just something spontaneous, but for them, it meant the world. And, you know, that's how you retain staff, is to make sure that your teachers know that, I can't pay you anymore. That's out of my scale of my job.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do everything so that you understand that you are perfect for this job, this role. I appreciate you. And I want you to be here every single day with this team. And so what am I going to do to make sure that you understand that as much as possible?
So it's funny you mentioned a note thing. I think I've told this story before on a live or on podcast or something where, you know, I used to run restaurants, and gosh, it's probably been almost 10 years now that I ran into a former employee, and it had been at least 4 or 5 years since I was where I managed her at. And we ran each other at the grocery store or somewhere, and we got talking, and she told me, she's like, I still have that note on my mirror. And I'm like, what note? And she told me what the note, she told me the words of it, like, that I had given her. And it was interesting because I'm like, that's like, do you keep a lot of notes? She goes, no, I just have that one. I'm like, that's interesting. I'm like, why? Because, like, you know, me and my that was when I was an assistant manager and manager at the time, we used to do those notes. And she said, because I just felt like you meant it. And like, that was a big thing. And I think that goes into all of this, is like, the people can figure out really quick if you're doing something just because you're supposed to. So I used to, I've told this story before. And this guy, the guy that I talked about, he's a mentor of mine, a good friend of mine. And we had this conversation once where, about why we did certain things. And I just told him, I said, like, people know when you're doing something because you want to, and you're, there's a purpose behind it, or because the book tells you you're supposed to, meaning the guidelines of the school, the campus, or the company, or whatever. I'm like, if you're just following what you're doing it because you're supposed to do it, then that's, you know, thing. An example I used to give him, like, you know, when I go out and this was at a restaurant, like, when I go pick up a tray for an older couple, I'm not doing it because the book says I should do that. That's good service. I'm doing it because I'm hoping that maybe I remind them of their grandchild that they don't get to see, or maybe we spark up a good conversation and we have a good day. Same thing, like, when I give that person a note, I'm hoping it changes their day. I'm hoping they understand that, like, hey, this is a little gesture, but it meant something, versus, oh, I'm supposed to do 10 of these today. Now, with that said, like, you can do things like give yourself goals and stuff like that, so you make sure to think through it, because there's a lot of stuff on your plate, a lot of stuff happens, and sometimes we forget to, like, think about the appreciation we have, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's got to mean something. And then I grabbed just to make sure, because I can't remember which ones you said, but words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, and physical touch. I think you said them all.
Oh, I said them all.
There's five. Okay. So I don't think you missed any.
Can't count. It's too early in the morning. More coffee. That's really what it comes down to.
Somebody get Josh and more coffee. No, I love that, Josh. I think you touched on a few times. Like, the key is getting to know them, and that takes time.
It does.
And depending on how big your team is, it could take a long time, but it's important, and it'll be worth it. Because they will understand it. They will feel it. And like you said, goodies are good and little things like that good, but also, like, most people understand that when you hook them up with some goodies, the school paid for that. Like, that was another thing. I don't mean to go back to my restaurant days, but I, you know, as assistant manager, I was the inventory and everything on Sundays. I had to work Sundays every Sunday. And every Sunday I'd come in with a dozen or a dozen and a half donuts for my staff that I bought.
Right.
My money. And they knew that I bought it, not because I told them, because they just knew that I bought it. Versus when we would do something for them where we'd use, like, petty cash because you had money to do that, whatever, because they're like, no, you sacrificed for us, and it just means something different. And I'm not saying that you have to go spend all your money, and that was just an example of, like, you need to mean it. You need to actually care, or they're going to see it real quick that you don't actually appreciate them. So, awesome. Appreciate that, dude. That was good. Good conversation. So think about who you need to show some appreciation to, or maybe who you need to get to know better in order to figure out how to show them appreciation. I'm going to spend the rest of today figuring out how to show Josh that I appreciate him.
Nice.
I'm assuming, I think I've got to figure it out. It's coffee.
Who told?
That's the sixth love language is coffee.
Coffee.
It's
we need a new edition of the book now.
It's just coffee. We're gonna write a third one or whatever. So anyway, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you all watching. Continue to share this with people that need to watch the show. Appreciate the reviews and ratings and everything on the podcast. Keep doing that. We love it. Reach out if you need anything. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
Me?
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.